Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. I'm your host, Jen Narciso, and I am humbled to have you tuning in to episode number one, the intro. I'm super excited to launch this series. I have been meaning to do this for a while, and I'll admit I was a little nervous, a little scared, but I really wanted to provide content out there about personal finance, about financial independence, but that was really geared towards moms and aspiring moms. Because let's be honest, being a mom is really, really tough, and finances, even just the word finance, I hate that word. It can be really intimidating, really scary, and if you're in debt and you're feeling like you're drowning, it's not always the easiest thing to get your arms around. And the school systems don't teach this stuff to you. They don't teach you about money. I think it's really important to provide great content for those of you who may be in debt, or you may be out of debt, but you just reached zero. Or maybe you have a lot of money and you love investing and you have all these strategies in place, but then it's very different when you're doing all these things as a mom. We invest in real estate, but it was very different investing in real estate before we had kids and then after we had kids. It's not so easy, and it just makes things a little bit, I don't want to say more complicated, but just different, and you have to just be a little bit more thoughtful. And those are the types of issues that I want to dive into. So the goal of this podcast is, just as it's stated in the opening, it's to educate, inspire, and motivate you on your own wealth-building journey. And I'm going to help you do this by releasing a new episode every Thursday with one of my amazing guests. And once in a while, I'll also release a short 15-minute episode on Tuesdays that will be geared towards busy moms on the go who may not have a time to listen to a full 45-minute to an hour episode but still want some content. So definitely check those out. So now I did want to take a few minutes to share a little bit about me and my background and my heart so that you can get to know me better. But first, I'd like to share with you my five pillars or main core values of Investor Mama. Number one, I truly believe that anyone can get out of debt. What's in the past is in the past, and you can change your financial future. So if you are in debt, or you feel overwhelmed or burdened by money, I do believe that it does not predict what your future wealth will be. And I do believe with the right mindset and changing some of your habits, you can create a wonderful money story for yourself. So that's number one. Number two, I believe you need to spend less than you bring in. If not, then you have to figure out a way to cut your expenses or make more money. One of those two things. If you want to do all the fun things with money and enjoy life and have more peace and time with your family, you need to save, you need to invest. And in order to do that, you need to live below your means so that you have extra money to actually invest it and create wealth for yourself. If you are living paycheck to paycheck, or worse, you're living on credit cards, or you're spending even more than you earn, that's not going to help you reach your goals, and we need to figure out a way to change it. Like I said before, there's really only two ways to do that. You can either decrease your expenses, but that will only take you so far. And what I like to focus on more is, how do we earn more? How do we get more income? How do we create more wealth? And there's lots of ways to do that, through side hustles, businesses, real estate investing, investing in index funds, and so forth. We just have to change your mindset so that you believe that you are worthy of getting it. Number three. I really, really believe, especially as moms, that we have to get our financial house in order so that we can be an example for the next generation. There's little eyes watching us, whether they're our own children's little eyes or somebody else's. You bet they are watching us. And if we're in debt and view money with a scarcity mindset, they're going to grow up and have that same type of mindset. And I, for one, want our children to have a mentality of abundance and wealth creation and being able to achieve their dreams, have big goals, go after whatever they want in life and actually achieve it. And I believe they can do that too. But in order for them to do that, they need to see me have my financial house in order, because I can never expect them to get their financial situation straight if I don't set the example. I'm a believer that action speaks louder than words. So as much as I want them to have a good financial future and have a good financial footing, if I'm all out of whack, how can I ever expect them to have their stuff together? So that's why I really believe in you setting the example, get your own financial situation in a good spot, and then teach your children how you did it and pass it on to them, and so that they can continue the lineage of success and wealth mentality. Number four, I believe that you deserve wealth and abundance to create the life you want. You deserve to have time freedom, financial freedom. The issue is whether or not you believe that or not. And if you do not believe you deserve it, that's something we're going to have to change in your mindset and your attitude. But I truly believe that everyone deserves wealth and everyone can actually go out and create it for themselves. They just need the right tools in their tool belt on how to get there and be educated properly. Like I said earlier, this wasn't taught in school. And if you don't talk about it in your homes and your parents didn't raise you to think like this, to learn about money, how money works, how to create wealth, why be so hard on yourself? It's not your fault. And so we're going to change all that. And that's why you're tuning in to this episode right now, even. Number five, this is very important to me. The Investor and Mama podcast is geared towards moms. But I want to be very clear on how I view moms, or how I define moms, I should say. And I believe that you are a mom if you have kids, if you're struggling to have kids, if you have an angel baby or multiple angel babies, if you have babies that are not your own, or you choose not to have kids. But maybe you are perceived as a mom, but to somebody else. If you fit into any of these categories, I believe you're a mom and you deserve to have financial freedom, financial independence, and to have more time, more money, do all the things that you love and enjoy. So those are the five pillars of Investor Mama, and I'll be weaving them throughout the podcast and throughout my blogs and all the content that you see created. As I mentioned, number five about how I define mom, that one is extremely important to me and hits very close to home. Because I am a mom of three beautiful children. We have a daughter, two sons, one of which is an angel baby. We lost our son at birth about 2 years ago in 2018. And on the investormama.com website, I mentioned that I started this podcast because many of my mom friends started asking me questions. Since I've always been passionate about learning about ways to make money, how to save, how to invest, how to keep it. And all of that is true, but one of the main reasons for starting this podcast, which I have not yet shared, was to keep me distracted during my third pregnancy with our son. I was absolutely terrified pretty much the entire pregnancy, and I needed a distraction. And so at night, after we put our daughter to bed, I would sneak downstairs to our basement and record with guests. And I am thrilled and relieved, quite frankly, to share with you that this pregnancy went well. Our second son was born this past February, right before COVID. So I guess technically he's not a pandemic baby, but he's been growing up with the pandemic. So speaking of pandemic, many of the first batch of episodes that you will hear have been recorded before, but I think they are all still relevant. And every single guest that I have interviewed has been truly amazing and willingly shared their time, their energy, their passion, and their own stories about their own money journeys with you. And I really just want to take a moment to thank them. And for the future guests that we have lined up, I thank you. It's been my utmost pleasure getting to know you. And I really thank you for helping me to provide great content. So getting back a little bit to some of my background, my story, it's funny actually, because my background is not in finance. I'm not a financial advisor or an accountant or any other profession in the financial space. I worked in the nonprofit sector for many years in evaluation, operations, project management. However, I've spent years and years, probably actually about 15 years, reading, listening to other podcasts, networking to learn about real estate, the stock market, starting businesses, side hustles, anything to help create wealth and how to be smart about getting out of the 9-to-5 grind. And the way my husband and I actually got ahead is that we own two investment properties. We're about to purchase our third home. This will be our home. We still want at least one more investment property so that we have one for each kid that's nearby. But we do live in a high cost of living area, so we are considering out-of-state investing in another year or two once we get a little bit more settled in. But for right now, we'll have three properties. We're okay with that. And the way we were able to acquire our two investment properties was through a strategy called house hacking, which I'll go into more detail in another episode. But for right now, just to give you a general understanding of what house hacking is, it's when you buy a duplex, a two-family, a three-family, or a four-family, you live in one unit and you rent out the rest. Really, you can also do this with a single family as well. If you rent out maybe a room or another space in your home so that someone else is paying your mortgage. And this can be a huge cost-saving strategy. I know it's not for everyone, but it helped catapult or launch our savings so that out of college, we really did not have a ton of debt and we were able to accumulate a lot of savings in our, you know, 20s to our early 30s. Since someone else has been paying our mortgage essentially for about 10 years now, I want to say, we are able to live in cities and towns that we've really wanted to, more of that A-class, you know, good schools, good towns, have nice downtowns that are in high cost of living areas that we never would have been able to afford. Even if we rented, we'd never be able to afford. So it is a great strategy, and we've done house hacking both with kids, without kids. So if this is something you are interested in learning about, I encourage you to do so. We even rehabbed one of the houses with kids in it, so we know what it's like to live in chaos, to say the least. And I know what it's like to be a mom in real estate, trying to get ahead, yet trying to juggle a million other things while rehabbing, then having kids on top of it. It's not the easiest, but we've been through it. I also have my real estate license that I just recently got. I got it for our own investing purposes, but I really enjoy helping others. I love just anything real estate related. So I really love helping people find their own homes, whether it's an investment property or their dream home, as long as that it makes financial sense and provides them value, then I am all for it. Another way that we were able to get such a strong financial footing in our 20s and 30s is that we have been adamant savers. And because we live in a high cost of living area, we're not fully financially free yet. But I am very fortunate enough to be able to take a break from work and raise our kids. I was recently laid off, and I say this not to brag by any means, but we are going to be okay. We have a strong emergency fund that we put together for many years. We always knew that a big bad wolf was going to come at some point. We didn't know specifically that it would be me losing my job, but we always knew that something could always go wrong. And for us, we've personally had many bad wolves that have come, and we've managed to weather the storm, I should say, because we've always had strong savings, live below our means. We never let lifestyle inflation creep in. Every time we got raises or bonuses, we always just socked that away, and we always stayed pretty much steady for about 10 years. Maybe we increase our living expenses slightly, but maybe I'm talking like $100 a month at most. That's it. But right now, our savings rate is about 30%. To some of you that you may say, that's awesome. How could you save 30%? I can't even save 5%. And to other of you who are huge, maybe you're very frugal or you make a ton of money, you're able to save, you know, 50 to 80% of your income. And that's awesome. We are not there yet. And quite frankly, we're very comfortable with our lifestyle. We are very big into saving, but we also want to enjoy life, not go crazy. But that was also why we got into real estate, so that we could leverage other people's money and still live the lifestyle that we want. We've been very blessed so far. And again, I don't say any of this to brag by any means. The only reason why I'm sharing this with you is just so that you can get to know me a little bit better and so you could hear a money story. Let's face it, money often isn't talked about at all, and especially between women. I want to break that cycle. I want you to hear other money stories. I want you to talk about money. I want you to feel comfortable around money. I think it's just so important. I hope that my story and the stories of my guests that you will be hearing, I hope they inspire you. I hope they motivate you. I want you to take action for your own money journey so you have a money journey that you can share. And I know as a mom, you may be listening to this and be thinking, I don't want to learn about money. I'm so overstretched right now. I can't even, money is the last thing that I want to think about right now, or getting educated on money is the last thing I want to do. And if that's you, I totally get it. I know it's hard when you're a mom, and especially if you have young kids or older kids, the job never ends. And if you're doing that and working and now with the pandemic, it's just nuts. But I really encourage you to change your thought process. Money can actually be a lot of fun, especially when you have it and you have the ability to use it. It doesn't have to be something that's negative. You don't need that scarcity mindset. Money can actually propel your lifestyle and help you make choices. I remember hearing this quote once that money doesn't make you happy, which I agree, but neither does being poor. So if you are in debt and you are overwhelmed, that's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed about that. there's millions of people who are in the exact same boat as you. But as I said earlier, I truly believe you can turn things around and get your own financial house in order. And that's what I really want to do. And that's the purpose of Investor Mama. I want to help you do that little by little. Make some steps, make some changes, change your thought process, learn, be inspired, be motivated. So tune in every week, every Thursday. Check out the Investor Mama podcast. Subscribe, share it with your friends, your family. You can join the Investor Mama community on Facebook. It's a safe space to pose questions, to learn, to grow, to share. I really, really want to create a community for moms, for women out there to feel comfortable talking about money. You can also follow Investor Mama on Instagram and Twitter, and check out investormama.com. You can sign up for my weekly email where you'll get quick, easy to read, entertaining content to help you on your own wealth building journey. But definitely check it out. And before I go, I just want to take a moment to thank my brother David Symbol for helping me edit. He really did a great job and I couldn't have done it without him. I'd like to thank my parents, my in-laws, and all of our friends and family for the support with this podcast and for all the other challenges we faced the past couple of years. You know who you are and you're all very special. I'm dedicating Investor Mama to our 3 children. I pray that I can be the example for them so that they can have their own money journeys and their own stories that they'll be able to share with others. I also dedicate Investor Mama to my amazing husband, Mr. Investor Mama. He'll kill me for saying that, but I don't really care. He has been my rock, who has always supported my passions, my dreams, and has allowed me the space to really explore Investor Mama and has had my back all the way. And thank you for listening and for tuning in. I look forward to connecting with you next week. This is Investor Mama. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you like today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review, and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.